This is URN Sport. The
Green and Gold
Podcast
for
University Radio Nottingham
with
University of Nottingham Sport.
Green
and
Gold.
Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast, Green and Gold for URN, in partnership with University of Nottingham Sport Department. I'm Archie.
And I'm George. And we're your new hosts for the show. And we'll be talking all things University of Nottingham Sport.
Indeed. And as this is our first podcast, we thought we'd just give a slight outline, a bit of an overview of all of the sports at the university, which is very difficult because there's so much.
There is so much of it, and we're going to try and keep it brief and as informative as possible.
Exactly. And so we've got a couple of things to touch upon today, and we'll just get straight into it. So one of the biggest things at the University of Sport is their inclusion, and anyone can play any sport, and you can just turn up. And this is a program called Just Play, where over 100 sports are played weekly. They have weekly sessions, and it's where anyone can turn up. You can pay on the door, or if you've got the University of Nottingham Sports membership, Davis Ross, or the Jubilee Campus Sports membership, you can turn up and play. And I've actually got some experience of this.
In a couple of sports.
No? Yes, a couple of sports. So a new sport or a sport I was relatively beginner at was squash when I came to the university.
And that's one of the great things about Just Play, isn't it? Because you can genuinely be a beginner and take it up with other beginners.
Exactly. And so I turned up here and there was people that was very similar level to me. And you were just able to slip in. And I've now made a couple of friends that I meet up each week to play squash at this session. And you just get chatting and whatever. And so it's incredibly friendly.
And what's so good about it as well, I think, is if you have a membership for the David Ross Gym, so the David Ross Sports Village is our gym on campus, which is an amazing complex, which was actually built a couple of years ago, so it's quite new, and it's got all these squash rooms, badminton courts, it's got everything you want. If you buy a membership for that, you can use all of these rooms, you can book them anytime with your friends, etc. But it also means the Just Play is free. I think non-members have to pay £3, but if you have a David Ross membership, which is basically most people at the university have to use the gym, it's actually free to go and do Just Play.
Exactly, and that makes it so inclusive for anyone who wants to just try out a sport or keep their skills ticking over each week, which is what I do with the cricket. And in fact, George is a bit more adept at cricket than myself. You're going to help out a couple of Just Play sessions.
Yeah, exactly. So Just Play for cricket is every Thursday, 5:15 till 6:15. So, and a couple of the people each week from the cricket club go down and help sort of run those sessions, which is in the David Ross Sports Hall. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing this week. And I think Archie's coming along. So
yeah, which is brilliant because they managed to organise it. And because they obviously they're a bit more high skilled, sometimes they'll just have a cheeky bowl or whatever.
I think that's what I'll be doing tonight.
I hope it's not going down at me. But it just means that everyone can chip in, have a go, and it's a brilliant sort of setup.
Absolutely, and obviously you've talked about squash and cricket, which are two relatively well known sports. But I mean, looking through the list of all the Just Play sports, there is an incredible range. So whatever you sort of want to get into as a beginner or whatever you enjoy doing, there probably is an option for you. I mean, even today, if we're looking at Thursday, there's dodgeball, MMA, Thai boxing, lacrosse, volleyball, netball. So there's all of these ranges of sports that goes on every day. And I mean, this is the same every single day. There's stuff going on and the range of sports is incredible. So if you're coming to the university and you want to get involved in a sport, it's going to be open for you in Just Play. It's free to do.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a couple of minutes ago the gym on David Ross. I thought we'd just touch upon that because I have recently sort of started using this facility. And it's absolutely brilliant. It's such new technology and new machines and very sort of big.
It's a fantastic variety. Facility, isn't it? Just looking at a few stats about it now. I mean, it was a £40 million investment from the university to build the David Ross Sports Village. And it really does offer everything. I mean, as soon as you go in, there's a massive climbing wall, isn't there? There's cafes in there.
Yes.
Like we mentioned earlier, there's squash courts, there's pool tables, there's volleyball facilities. There's everything you could imagine in a sort of sports complex. And there's obviously also a bit more higher end. There's obviously the high performance zone at the end with a running track and all the squat racks for sort of the performance athletes. And there's sort of also the injury clinic, which has private consulting physio rooms and then physio for scholars and stuff like that, and the hydrotherapy pool, which a couple of, I know one of my housemates who plays hockey, he has to go to the hydrotherapy pool after games on a Thursday, and the ice baths and stuff like that.
I would love to use them. Just hop in an ice bath.
He said he comes back. He says it has less effect on his legs after playing hockey. It's more on the hangover and the head after the night out afterwards.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you also said the climate wall. Yeah. My friends and I really want to go use that a couple of times or whatever, just because you can just book it, rock up, and you've got your own little slot.
And that's actually, they offer beginner courses for that as well, don't they? So the first time you go, there'll be someone teaching you the ropes, if you pardon the pun, for climbing. So that's something that's really, really great to get involved with.
And on the outside of the David Ross Sports Village is a big AstroTurf. Where you can play football. I know there's American football there. Mm. And then around the sides, there's a couple of hockey courts and a netball courts as well.
I think, so right at the back of David Ross, so if you approach the front and at the back of it, there's one hockey pitch there, and the other university hockey pitch is down at Highfields.
Yes.
Which is another sports complex, which I'm sure we'll touch on later in the show. And then, there's obviously the 3G, I think it's actually 4G AstroTurf, where I know the first team football play their home games, which has an electronic scoreboard now.
Mm.
And obviously they play American football there as well, because they've got the American football goals set up.
Yes, and quite regularly you'll see sort of little five-a-side games going on or touch rugby there. And that brings us on to the next point of another bit of sports that they offer here at the university, which is the intramural sport programme. And so this is similar to Just Play, however, it's slightly more performance, slightly more competitive, where
it's sort of a competitive Just Play, isn't it?
Exactly. You're not playing for the uni, you're playing within the uni. So in first year, people play for their halls, or you can play for respective societies. And again, there's such a wide range of sports to play.
There's so many sports to play. And I think what's great about IMS is it does offer that. So Just Play, you can obviously go and do it with your friends, get involved. But if you're a bit more competent at sports, say, or a bit more competitive in nature, you have that opportunity to go and represent a team and have that really competitive feel of playing sport at university to actually quite a good standard. Like some of this IMS football, rugby, all of this stuff is of a very good standard. And every Wednesday, such as Bucks, they go down and play competitive games of whatever sport you've chosen to do.
Yes, some of the time, so both rugby and football is down played at Riverside, which is, I think, a university campus down there that has both football and rugby pitches. And some of the time, there's over 50 games of sport being played there, just between university students, which is absolutely incredible. And I've got some experience of playing the IMS rugby, because I play for the NEFS team there. And every week there's a game that you can go and play, and a lot of the time it's very friendly. You can play both university teams, and sometimes we get some Nottingham Trent University teams to come and play, which adds a little spice some of the time.
I know that, yeah. So I likewise on Wednesday afternoons I used to go down and occasionally play for my halls team, which was Cripps Hall last year, and I know that they've actually carried on this year.
Have they?
So that's something else you can do. You can enter just as a group of friends, so to speak. So if you had a halls team in first year and you wanted to keep playing together, there's nothing stopping you paying sort of a bit of an entry fee. So I think for the football, it's £340 for the year, which when you think about it is
And between 11 of you.
Yeah, well, more than 11, because if you think about probably 15 of you in the squad, so you divide that up, it's actually very reasonable.
And you're playing every single week as well.
Play every single week, and it's not just you go and play and you play a team, there's leagues, and then after Christmas. So before Christmas, it's like a bit of a qualifying stage. And then the best teams go into the Champions League, they call it, and then you've got the Europa League, and you actually play a sort of competition for a cup.
Hmm.
And I know actually the university cricket team, which I played for a couple of times this year, I wasn't able to play last year, but the Nottingham University Cricket Club, football club, actually won the Europa Cup last year. So
Excellent. They're
not just good at cricket, Archie, we're good footballers as
well. Exactly, that's an example of people... Who just fancy in the off season or whatever? Let's just go and have 11-a-side or even 7-a-side. They could do.
Yeah, exactly. So every we talk about this a little bit as well, which is so David Ross is not the only gym at Nottingham, is it? There's one at Riverside, and every Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, there's 7-a-side IMS football going on up at the 3-4G at Riverside. Have you ever been to Riverside Gym? Have you used that one?
I don't think I've used the gym there. No.
It's a bit smaller, but they've still got squash courts,
yeah,
basketball courts, obviously football, and I think a lot of the football training is done there.
Yes.
And obviously they've got the IMS competitions on a Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night.
Well, exactly, and your David Ross, or it's actually called the University Sport Membership, can get you into all of these different gyms. So there's one on Jubilee campus as well.
Yeah.
And that's just a brilliant thing to do. And I think I'm able to play IMS purely because I've got the membership.
Yeah.
Which is very, very helpful. And means that if you fancy it a little bit of, if you're progressing in a sport perhaps, and you want to try and play a little bit competitive, you can. I said that I took up a little bit of squash, and they do a squash IMS. And it was brilliant because, as you say, the first term or so, I think it was perhaps the first month, we just played 5 games or so. And then they went, okay, so we've seen your level. We'll pop you into a nice league. And then now I've got much easier or games with people who are similar level to me. And that's much more fun and much more interesting than just playing random people, because you never know who you're going to get. You might get very good, might not get as good. So... I think that's a brilliant part of the sport as a whole.
Yeah, and it's so good. I think I've just flicked through there, and they've got... So there is IMS competitions going every day apart from Friday. And especially if you look at the weekend, sort of Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, you've obviously got the football 11-a-side, football 7-a-side. I mean, the football 7-a-side runs from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 10:30 in the evening. So you think about how much football is being played there. It is really great to go down there on a Saturday night and actually just play for an hour.
Yeah,
because your slots are for an hour and it's always busy. You always get people coming down, see a lot of your mates. It's a great thing to get involved with. And then Sunday, if you look at Sunday, I mean, there's all sorts going on Sundays. Netball, basketball, football, again, 7-a-side.
And 7-a-side at 3 different complexes.
3 different locations, 7-a-side. And they're all running for a decent period of time. Futsal, which is... obviously, quite an interesting one to get involved with. Have you ever played futsal?
I've never played futsal, no.
It's
have
quite
you?
It's an intense game. Yeah.
Have you tried it?
A bit of futsal, yeah, for very training nice. And stuff in football. But
yeah.
Hockey, because I know a couple of our radio colleagues.
They play. Do, they play for the URN Hangovers team.
Yes, that's correct.
So. And that is a very, I think the, probably the term is village team. Where you, perhaps a pub team, where most of them... sort of started hockey this year and they went, let's just try a team, rock up and yeah. play, which is absolutely brilliant.
Which is basically what IMS is about.
Exactly.
It's that sort of pathway into competitive sport. And obviously there's also volleyball going on Sundays. I mean, when else in your life have you had the opportunity to go and play competitive volleyball?
Yeah.
If you're not a volleyball player sort of thing. And it just offers you those opportunities, those doors that you might not have had before. And actually, talking of those opportunities that you may not have had before, what's so good about the University of Nottingham Sport is not only they offer you opportunities in playing sports, they also have a great program called the Leadership Academy, which actually offers you the chance to develop leadership skills through sport. and then apply that with real opportunities that they provide you on campus and in sort of the local community, which I think is great and a great thing that they did.
I think that is really good because you can sort of develop your skill of being a managing or organising, as well as actually playing the sport. And perhaps, I'm guessing that's where lots of people go into different careers of officiating or management. And if you don't do that, it still adds something to your CV. It builds a bit of character and whatever, which I think is probably at the heart of the university's motto, really.
Well, think about how many jobs are sort of leadership based. I mean, it obviously offers opportunities for people who want to go into coaching and volunteering at sporting events and stuff like this, which is something that's great to do. I mean, I love coaching personally. So it's something that's really sort of, I didn't actually know too much about this before reading up on it. And it's something that sounds really a great opportunity to get involved with. But even if you want to go into, say, management, but business or economics, like leadership skills is not going to be something that's going to be bad to put in your CV.
No, exactly. And it's all part of volunteering as well, which adds a little extra sort of positive to it. And you're helping the community and respective teams or events. And that's just such a great thing to do to give a bit of help to the wider community.
Yeah.
Finally, we're going to touch upon this little last part of the university makeup, the sport makeup, and then we're going to really dive into it next podcast.
Yeah.
But this is the BUCS program. So this is the British University and College Sports Program, which is the competitive competition where you play for the university. And so university's got 75 clubs, which represents the university in the wider sports community against other universities, and it's a great way, very competitive against other unis. And I know you've got some experience, George.
Yeah, with BUCS. So it's Big BUCS Wednesday, isn't it? Every Wednesday, you every single sport. So there's 75 sports at the university go and represent the University of Nottingham in the university competition, which is called BUCS. And you accumulate BUCS points for your university. And at the end, there's a big BUCS trophy, basically. And every single team also is entered into a BUCS Cup, which I know a lot of my housemates have been getting into recently because they're all in the hockey club. And I think the threes and the fours are on an incredible cup run in the same cup. And there was a chance that they were going to meet in the final, which is actually hosted here at David Ross.
Yes.
Which is talking about the great facilities we have here. So that some of the finals are actually hosted here at David Ross and Nottingham. But yeah, so every Wednesday, go and represent your club playing sport. And I've done it a little bit last term for football, but unfortunately went near. But I also play in the cricket club. So the cricket club, we have BUCS, and it only starts obviously in the summer, a bit of a summer sport. But in Wednesdays in the summer, we'll be in a 50-over competition.
Yeah,
against,
nice.
Other universities in our league, and we'll play them. So, and then accumulate BUCS points and hopefully win the league. I think our aim this year is to go up, all teams to go up, really. So each team is in a different BUCS league and they'll play people of obviously similar standards. And
yes.
Work their way up.
A small connection I've got to BUCS is that I know a couple of friends who play and are in the UNRUC circle, which is the rugby club here.
Oh, right. Okay.
So on Wednesday, yesterday, in fact, as we're recording this, they won their final game and then won their league, which is brilliant. And it's so good that they were playing down at Highfields, which is the little sports complex, just over the road from the campus. And I think there must have been about 100 people watching, which is great. Even on a windswept day, a lot of rain, people still turned out, friends and whatever, and just general people from in the sporting community went and watched and managed to get a result.
And like you said, we're going to touch on this in a bit more depth next episode. We're really going to dive into sort of the performance sport BUCS and some of the scholars we've got here. But I know just from personal experience, the standard of sport here is fantastic. I mean, the hockey club, which I played a bit of hockey last year, and I think how many there's five boys in my house and the other four of them are all in the hockey club. The standard of the hockey club is incredibly high. Like I said, like the threes and the fours are in the same league.
Are there seven teams? Seven hockey teams?
Seven hockey teams, seven men's team, 7 ladies teams as well. So
that is brilliant.
14 teams in total. I mean, there's GB athletes who play in both the first teams, men's first team, women's first team, which is very similar to a lot of the clubs here at the university. As we'll touch on next episode, I'm sure. But
yeah.
The strength and depth of sport at the University of Nottingham is incredible. So I think a great way to provide some even greater insight into all the great sport we've talked about here at the University of Nottingham is to actually hear from a couple of the people that work here and help put all of this stuff together.
Yeah, exactly. So earlier we went to speak to a member of staff at the David Ross Sports Village just to understand a bit about what goes on there and the inner workings of the university sport department. So I'm joined with Matt Nicholson now, who's a club development officer. So pretty much, Matt, so what does that involve around the university?
Yeah, so it's a very varied role. There's 3 club development officers, like myself, that work across our 75 different clubs. So we split them 25 each, and our responsibilities are really to support the club committees, which are obviously student-led, and also support the coaches that provide that additional guidance and support as well. Anything from participation, just trying to get more people playing the different sports, getting involved, right through to performance elements, supporting our scholars at the top end, competing nationally, internationally in some cases as well, and just generally supporting the clubs to achieve their aims and objectives for the year, really.
Yeah, so which sports do you help out within the clubs?
So I've got a lot of varied sports, and we kind of it's dished up essentially so that we manage the workload. So we've got some smaller clubs, some bigger clubs. There's a little bit of a breakdown. So I have all the racket sports, for example, and then Lynn has all the water-based sports. Dan has all the martial arts. So there's a little bit of that, but then there are a bit of a mix as well. But it does mean that every day is very varied. You're working with lots of different students, lots of different committees that are trying to achieve different things. And obviously with committees changing year on year as well, it's quite exciting to see kind of clubs develop. And I've done 3.5 years now, so I've kind of seen at least one student cycle and seen some clubs, you know, really, really develop and students going on to great things after they've graduated as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We've been talking about the size of the sporting community here. I don't know if you know, but have you got a rough estimate of how many students you come into contact with a week or a month?
Well, club member-wise, we're usually around the 7,000-8,000 mark that are engaging with club activity. There's obviously more than that that get involved in our facilities casually or through some of our participation programmes and obviously joining the gym and things as well. So, yeah, it's a large percentage of the student population that are engaging in sport. We have a big inter-halls programme, so there's a really competitive element to representing your halls or playing within your society or your course mates or just friends as well. And that's before you get into the club element and obviously the opportunities that are available there. So, yeah, loads of students that are involved. And we are really fortunate, actually, as far as universities go, the investment that's been made to have a team and a staff team that is, you know, really wide-reaching. We do pride ourselves in the kind of breadth and depth of the offer. It's not just about performance sport. It is about beginner sport, participation, engaging with the local community, you know, volunteering opportunities. We're also really big. We had the first ever at university paid disability sport role as well, to focus on that inclusivity and getting more students involved and kind of knocking down those barriers to participation. So, yeah, really lucky. Some fantastic facilities on top of that as well across multiple campuses. So, definitely fortunate, but you kind of can't avoid sport too much if you are here as a student.
No, exactly. I personally had experience of pretty much whoever I speak to, they've been to the gym or they play IMS or just play or something like that. So it's absolutely huge. And within the club setup, it's brilliantly competitive, isn't it? I just sort of like to know sort of perhaps the highlights you've had over the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting 3.5 years. We've had some challenges, you know, without alluding to the COVID too much.
Yes.
But I think we have 125 plus teams that enter into the Bucks competition. So that's more teams than any other university. But obviously with that becomes loads of opportunities for students to get involved. And that's, you know, week in, week out, representing the university, wearing the green and gold, travelling up and down the country. And that's fantastic to see. And we've had some really good success over the years. in the last kind of Bucks cycle that was unfortunately cut short, we were leading the Bucks points table. It's traditionally a league table that is dominated a bit by Loughborough, but we're always up there. We've been in the top two and three now for a while, and even before that we've always been inside the top 10. So it's always kind of been a university that has been well established when it comes to rankings. Some great individual success. So actually even this weekend we're going to be heading up to Sheffield for the Bucks Nationals, which is essentially a number of individual championships that take place in the same city. We've had great success there before, things such as the fencing, indoor athletics. We've got badminton as well. We've got some reigning champions going back there. So again, it's been great to see them achieve things. But to be honest with you, particularly in my role, it's just as good to see new sports start up as well. Some smaller sports really succeed. Wheelchair basketball this year were brand new in the Bucks program. They've done really well, kind of won 6 out of 6. We've had the likes of baseball, softball, dodgeball all coming into the Bucks program as well. And some of our trip-based activities obviously returning after COVID. So yeah, no, to put one highlight would be a challenge. But yes, really just to kind of see everyone back enjoying sport has been the real highlight of this year in particular, and just, you know, seeing that activity back.
Yeah, the sport at uni is clearly recognisable across the national frame, with it being sort of Sports University of the Year both 2019-2021, and obviously competing very well in Bucks Nationals and Bucks Wednesdays and whatever. And you mentioned the green and gold there. Obviously, this podcast is summing up all of the university sport, but is there a culture, specific culture around the green and gold? Because it's talked about a lot. I'd just like to sort of understand your thoughts and about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can really feel it, particularly on those match days on Wednesdays, or as you alluded to, you know, things like the Bucks Nationals or the Big Bucks Wednesday, which again, we're really fortunate we've been able to host that event, which is, you know, really beneficial to us to bring people together. You might have, you know, individuals might have seen or been involved in the headliner events, which are kind of standalone events that we run once a term that are, you know, we add a bit more to the event, so music and kind of putting the bleacher seating out, maybe bringing some commentary, some live streaming to really kind of make that feel like a team environment. But no, support is great. You see, you know, the spectator numbers are increasing year on year of people going down and supporting, which is fantastic. Obviously, the distinctive colours, they are the county colours in terms of Nottinghamshire, so I think they do stand out. There's obviously similarities with things like the cricket team as well. So yeah, it's really good to see on a Wednesday that kind of activity. But also on the weekends, there are a number of sports that are kind of involved in weekend activity as well. So I think people do buy into it. I think they're really proud to be it. Certainly from a lot of the alumni, they really, you know, cherish and value their time that they had representing the university. And we, you know, really feel if you aren't part of a club or aren't part of one of the sports programs, it is, you know, unfortunately a big part that you're missing, you know, being part of that team, meeting friends for life, lots of students that, you know, will go on and do great things, made lots of their best friends at university as part of sports teams. So, you know, it's something that we're really proud of. And in terms of that culture piece, it's something that lives on long after they graduate.
Yes, exactly. And as the culture is massive, you say, and it's progressing all the time. So you sort of had 3.5 years here, relatively in your role. What would you like to see progressed or seen implemented in the future, perhaps, within the university sport programme?
Yeah, I think for us, it's always just a case of continue trying to move forward, keep trying to develop the clubs to make sure that student experience is just as good as it can be. I think we want to make sure that we're not just offering a club programme that is, you know, exceeding when it comes to performance, but actually are we providing those opportunities for people to excel when it comes to officiating, volunteering, those types of opportunities, coaching as well, and looking at maybe doing some more when it comes to that side of things. We have over 150 coaches, a number of them are student coaches as well, so supporting their journey. And really just trying to connect a bit more with the community as well. We've started doing some fantastic work and have been for a few years in terms of engagement with schools. That obviously was stalled a little bit during COVID, but getting that back up and running and really just seeing how we can have a really positive influence on Nottingham as a city and Nottinghamshire as a county and the wider part of the UK, and trying to almost put, you know, universities and university sport in a really good position within the wider context of the country. So yeah, lots to do and lots of things, and it's always just a case of making sure things are efficient as possible. But nothing gives us, I think, as a team more satisfaction than seeing students that come in, they develop, they progress, And then they go on to, you know, great things as graduates, whether that's in sport or actually in completely different fields, because we're trying to create leaders and people that are confident with communication and those key skills that actually can be used across different sectors. So, yeah, lots of work on that, but I think we're doing okay so far.
Yeah, thanks for that. And it's clearly recognisable. Certainly when I was looking at different universities, the sport here stood out immensely, and I love my sport. And you can see that it's such a big part of the uni here. So, yeah, thank you so much for coming on the Green and Gold podcast. It's been brilliant to chat to you.
No problem at all.
So, yeah, that was great. I hope you found that as fascinating as we did, and I hope it offered you some even greater insight into all the sport that's going on here at the University of Nottingham.
Yeah, it's good to get into the mind of people who are organising it, because across the rest of our podcast, we'll be getting both students and staff. The show's coming to an end, really.
Yeah,
our first pod.
Yeah, it's been great to finally get it kicked off and get the ball rolling, so to speak. If you pardon all the cliches, the sporting cliches.
Yeah, it's just been good to have a look into the world of sport here at University of Nottingham. And we'll be carrying on this Green and Gold podcast in the future.
Yeah, and hopefully that offered you a great insight and an overview into the sport. And like we said, next week we might be touching more on the Buck side and the sort of scholars that we've got here at the University of Nottingham with a really exciting interview.
Exactly. So thanks for listening, and keep it URN.
Go well.